Hi, this is Michael Guthrie with Real Estate Matters. Welcome to our show on this Saturday morning here in Charlottesville, Virginia. We're glad you've joined us. As you know, this show is called Real Estate Matters for a particular reason, and that is because real estate really does matter in lots of different aspects of folks' lives, and we talk about it all the time, whether it be buying a home, renting a home. There are jobs that are created when homes are bought. There are jobs that are created when people rent homes and they buy new furniture, like with our sponsor, Classic Furniture. And today, we're talking about mortgages. And I really wanted to have some time to talk about mortgages because I think there's a lot of misinformation that's being provided out there. Yes, our economy is in a tough place. And yes, the housing market has been struggling for almost, in my opinion, almost 6 years. And even this past week, we got news again that the existing home sales nationally were lower again, and that causes folks to get discouraged. I can tell you for us locally, I'm guessing that's probably not the case, or at least in Roy Wheeler's case, and that's the only one I can speak to today. We actually had the best May that we've had in almost 4 years, and that obviously is very encouraging and goes against what the national statistics show. And I share that with you because it's really important to understand that real estate's local and that you can't really pay attention. I mean, it's not bad to listen and watch what the Wall Street Journal says, what Case-Shiller has to say, what the National Association of Realtors has to say, but you got to understand that in most every situation, those are national numbers. They're not even Virginia numbers. And what you want to do is really focus in on Charlottesville area, and even in some situations, your own neighborhood where you live or the neighborhood that you want to buy. Because right now, given the way the housing market is, there are some price ranges and there are some communities that are selling faster and for more than other communities. And so it really is local. And you need to take the time to really understand what's going on out there before you start thinking about buying or start thinking about selling. And as you hear me say all the time on this show, you want to find that trusted resource. You want to find that realtor who you can trust, who you know has your best interests in mind, and really look at your situation as it pertains to you and not in regards to other statistics and other people and those kinds of things. And that's true as it relates to mortgages as well. You're hearing a lot of things right now about how tough it is to get a mortgage. You're hearing things on Capitol Hill right now about the fact that they're talking about creating regulations and making it so that you have to put 20% down to buy a house. And I got to tell you that realtors and mortgage bankers will have our guests talk a little bit about that as well. We're fighting hard against that because a lot of us don't have 20% plus another 3% in closing costs to put down when we buy a home. And those are the kinds of things that are happening, the different regulations, the paperwork that needs to be provided. Those are the kind of things that are happening because so many mistakes were made, you know, several years ago that the pendulum has swung the whole other way, that we don't want to make those mistakes again. So now we're going to make it just in, you know, much, much harder. But the misinformation that you're getting is that there's no money to borrow. There is money to borrow. If you're in a position and put yourself in the right place, there are still, you know, wonderful interest rates, wonderful terms on those mortgages, and that's what we're here to talk about this morning. Ignacio Metcalf, who is with New American Mortgage, both in Richmond and in Charlottesville, kind of oversees the whole area, is on the show with us this morning, as well as Toby Harris, who is the operation officer for New American nationwide and has his office in Virginia Beach, and he's joining us in his car as he heads to the office from after having spent 2 or 3 days in Denver and taking the red eye home last night. Ignacio, Toby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. We're very happy to be here with you.
Toby, how's everything going, man?
Oh, it's just going great. You know, Michael, I love what you said there. We've just had a great year. This is the best year we've ever had. It's exciting to go around the country and see people who are really focused on the industry being able to grow their business and houses being sold and things really working well.
And
there is a very positive outlook out there.
And Toby, I'm sure that you listen to my show every week online. And if you don't, you can. You can go to WINA.com and click on Listen Live at 10 o'clock every Saturday morning. And we stream all over the country, all over the world. And you can be one of the handful of people that listen to us on a regular basis. But all joking aside, Ignacio, as we look at the mortgage business, and Toby's saying, you know, things are going great and there's some really good things going on. The important thing about this show is that we don't try to blow smoke at people. We don't try to say that it's the right time to buy for everybody. It's the right time to sell for everybody. But what you're finding in both Richmond and in Charlottesville, talk a little bit about the fact and let people know, you know, that there is money to borrow. And it's not like, you know, you can't buy a house because you can't borrow money.
And thanks, Michael. And absolutely, you bring a great point. It may or it may not be the right time for each individual person. They have to evaluate that themselves. But it is a huge misconception that there isn't money to be borrowed. We have 100% financing programs through the VHDA, which is a bond program. In rural areas, we have USDA that also lends up to 100% financing. FHA has filled a huge void left behind by other markets. And they lend up to 96.5% with no income limits. There are some purchase price limits, but no income limits to qualify for that loan. And, of course, conventional lending that still goes up to 95% financing. So that there's no money to be borrowed is a huge myth and couldn't be any further away from the truth.
Toby, as we talk about those different types of products, talk a little bit with the listeners about just what they need to do to put themselves in the best position to qualify for one of those loans. I mean, obviously, they want to look and find the best loan product for them. But what kind of things can somebody do to prepare for, you know, I want to buy a house in the next 60 days. What kind of things should they be doing right now to put themselves in the best position so when they meet with a New American loan officer or a loan officer from another company, they can be ready to go?
That's a great question, Michael. And you know, anytime you go to do something like that, where there's planning involved, whether it's a dinner party or buying a house, preparation is key. And when you're going to go out and make the biggest purchase of your life, and deal you know with money at that level, you really need to make plans in advance. You need to have a good real estate agent that you can be comfortable with and share your desires with and where you want to live and things like that. But you also need a good loan officer who will look at your finances and help you and make sure that you're comfortable stepping up to that payment that you're going to have on the house and really get all of your finances in order and do it in advance rather than after you've bought the house. So that you're comfortable with the whole transaction, you know exactly where you stand financially, you know which programs are out there, and you pick the one that you think is best for you. Everything is in the planning, I think, Michael.
You know, Toby, it's interesting, and either one of you can comment on this, but the thing that I find interesting about that is there are a lot of businesses out there right now. You see it on TV, you hear it on the radio, about call us so that we can help you fix your credit. Call us and we can do this. And for $200 or for $1,000 or whatever it is, we're going to take the time to look at your credit and get it fixed. And one of the things that I really like about our partnership with New American, and I know you have partnerships with other companies as well here in our area, is the fact that the loan officers will do that for free. You know, if you're in a situation where you need to get your credit cleaned up and understand what you need to do to be able to buy a house 60 days from now, 90 days from now, 180 days from now, you get with one of the New American loan officers, they'll sit down with you and work through, okay, this is an issue. This is what you need to get to do to get that issue fixed. Or here's this situation. Let's do this for the next couple months. Let's get this paid off. Let's do this and put you in the best place. Because obviously credit score is important, but also the amount of financing that you have regarding a car, credit card, those kind of things come into play. And I don't know which one you want to talk about that, but I know that that's something that you guys do as a service in hopes, ultimately, of being able to get that loan for that buyer.
You're right.
You know, Michael, the funny thing about that, I'm glad you brought that part up, is because everything seems today to be governed by this mystical score that we all have, your
right.
FICO score. So you have these scores. But the scores are driven by a lot of different things. The algorithm's really complex. And in many cases, you may have a low score because you're really not using credit very much. Or you may have a low score because of an error or something that needs to be cleaned up. And it can make a tremendous difference in how much you qualify, which products you can use, things like that. If you just get started early and get erroneous scores taken care of and really make that score look as good as it possibly can. Loan officer can do that, and you're right. You know, we work on those, and all the work we do is for free.
Ignacio, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
I was going to say that it is extremely important to understand that there are some great reputable companies out there that for a fee they will provide that service. Be, of course, very careful who you affiliate yourself with when choosing that type of service. Our licensed loan officers will sit down with each individual client and try to give them as best advice as they can, not only just on the credit part, but also on their spending patterns, on what they're currently paying for rent and what their new housing payment's going to be. And based on that, you evaluate somebody's savings patterns. So we try to advise them all around and make sure that they make a very savvy financial decision, because one thing is to qualify for something, and another thing is to be able to afford something. Two independent, very different things.
Absolutely. And as we go to the break, folks, I think what you just heard kind of brings me back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. Each of these situations is pertinent only to you as the individual. Your credit score may be X, and your neighbor's credit score may be Y. They may look exactly the same, but it's for different reasons. And because of that, it can make a difference in regards to what type of loan product that you can get. You may have a certain credit score, and you think that doing it this way will raise it, where in fact doing it another way may raise it. And that's why you need to get with somebody that you can trust and really understands your situation and puts you in the best place possible, and not just listen to what somebody else says, because your situation may be very, very different. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about New American and how it got started and why it's growing so quickly. But as we take the break, I thank New American for being one of the sponsors to the show. I also thank Zeke and the gang over at Classic Furniture for being a proud sponsor of Real Estate Matters. And we're going to listen to them, and we'll catch you in a minute or so. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie, and you're listening to News Radio 1070, 1070 AM. Or some of you, as we've talked, may be listening live by going to WINA.com and clicking on Listen Live. If for some reason you missed the show, or you want somebody else to hear the show, come Monday or Tuesday, you can come to WINA.com, you can click on Podcasts, and then you can go to Real Estate Matters, and you'll find the podcast listed under Real Estate Matters. If you're a Facebook page kind of person, you can find us at www.facebook.com/... Real Estate Matters. And all the podcasts are listed there, as well as pertinent websites and information that we find during the week that we think might help you as you think about real estate and understand that real estate indeed does matter. And I've got Toby Harris and Ignacio Metcalf with me this morning, and we're talking about mortgages, and we're hopefully giving you information that says, one, there are mortgages out there for you to get if you're thinking about buying a house. Two, that there are things that you really need to be doing paperwork-wise and processing-wise to prepare yourself to be able to get the best mortgage, because one of the things that's happening is interest rates and the interest rate that you get on a particular home are being more and more determined by what your credit score is. It used to be that, you know, the rate was 5%, and it was 5% down, and it was 5%. You paid 3% in closing costs, and it was all very simple and neat and tidy. These days, that's not really the case. That credit score, the FICO score, can make a huge difference in the interest rate you get. And if you listen to the show last week, when we were talking about hazard insurance, and we had Ray Hogan and Joe Jenkins on the show, your FICO score even can determine the type of homeowner's insurance you get, which is just amazing, or your car insurance. And so you really want to understand your credit score and know how to keep it up as high as possible. And I guess that's, you know, as we lead into the second half of the show, Toby, we talked in between while the commercials were on about just how the operations center at New American works. I know you're in Virginia Beach, And the key to the processing of these loans is so important these days. And I know you guys really hang your hat on this thing called Clear to Close. Why don't you just tell us what that is and how you guys go about making that happen?
Thanks, Michael. I always love talking about that. You know, when Casey and I started the company, we really had a great advantage in that we could pick all state-of-the-art software and everything like that and monitor all of our metrics of different parts of our business as we grew it. And we've been very fortunate with our process for Clear to Close. And what we try to offer all of our customers who want it, some customers don't want to go quite that fast.
And Toby, not to cut you off, but define what Clear to Close is as you go into it so they understand what we're talking about.
Clear to Close is a loan where all the conditions are in, everything is finished, the appraisal is in, there's a final underwrite, and we are ready to close whenever the borrower is.
And what is your commitment to making that happen?
Michael, we have a goal to get our loans clear to close in 7 business days. Obviously, some of our borrowers don't want to move that fast, and that's okay. We certainly accommodate all of their needs. But we do have other borrowers that want to get ready really fast. And our goal is 7 business days. We've done it in 5 business days. And we can't, by law, we have to wait till the 8th day to close. But our goal is to get all of our work done in advance so the customer does not have any last-minute surprises, so that they're not waiting the day of closing or closing's being pushed back or anything like that.
You know, the cool thing about that, Toby, the cool thing, and I just thought about this, is folks, the clear to close is great for you as a borrower because you know you're ready to go within 7 days. It may take another 30 or 45 for all the other things to happen, like the title stuff, and we can talk about that another time. But the really cool thing is when you go with a company like New American Mortgage that's guaranteeing a clear to close within 7 business days, you are putting yourself in a strength position when you write a contract and present it to a seller, because one of the biggest things the seller is concerned about is the fact that, are these people really credit worthy? Can these people really get the loan? And when the buyer's agent can say, look, they're using New American Mortgage, and we'll know within 7 business days that these folks are good to go with all the pertinent details, that can really help in the negotiating process for getting the best possible price.
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit. I know I've been down to your operations center. It's pretty cool. You're pretty much paperless, aren't you?
Well, we try to be, although every time I come in, there's a paper truck delivering more paper, and we have shred boxes all over the place. Yes, we are paperless. We use an internet-based system for speed and reliability. Our loan officers in California get the same service as our loan officers here in Virginia or North Carolina, because it's pretty much instantaneous.
And another reason, folks, you probably want to think about using New American Mortgage, and especially these days with our baseball team, and hopefully not in the near distant future, the football team, is Casey, the person that Toby mentioned earlier in the show, is Casey Crawford. And Casey played both football and baseball here at UVA. And so that's just another reason why New American should be on your radar screen to support a former Who, somebody who had great success on the football field, ended up playing for both Carolina and Tampa Bay, was on the Super Bowl winning team in Tampa Bay, and is just a phenomenal guy, as well as Toby, Ignacio, and all the loan officers that are involved. And as we talk about that just for a minute in the last few minutes that we've got, Toby, talk a little bit about how this company got started and why you think it's growing as quickly as possible, because if I'm not mistaken, did we just celebrate 2 years, or is it 3 years since you guys started in business together?
3 years.
Okay.
3 years. And, when we started this, we what was happening with the banks and the lack of customer service, lack of sophistication in the process itself. Things still being done like it was 10, 15 years ago. And the customer really feeling like they didn't matter. And we decided from the very start that we would have a company where the borrower came first and that they would know that. And we grade everything we do from the very front end of the business to the back end. Everybody that touches a loan gets a grade. We ask the borrowers for a grade. We ask the attorneys to grade us after we close the loan. All of our staff are graded. And what we're looking for there is to have raving fans and to make the loan process with us much easier and much simpler than it is with our competition.
You know, Ignacio, we've only got a couple minutes left, but I know you've worked with other mortgage companies and have been with New American just for a year or so, I think. In the last couple of minutes we have, you know, talk a little bit. I know it's about partnership and the way that you guys partner with realtors to really make this thing work. But what, you know, drew you to New American, and what do you think sets New American apart from the rest?
Very simple, Michael, is service. Service, service, service. I can't stress that enough. What Toby said, where it had become the industry standard that we would put customers through challenging environments and make them have to wait until the very last minute and figure out whether they were approved or not approved, and have to come to them the day before closing and ask them for additional documentation or additional explanations. In all honesty, that had become the industry standard. Yes, you do have to wait 30 to 45 days to close. No, it cannot be done any quicker, and that's because that's the way the industry works. So the minute I found out that there was a company out there that was real estate-centric and customer service-focused, that attracted me to them right from the beginning. And once I met Toby and Casey, I knew that I had found the right home.
Well, I know you've got a lot of loan officers both in Richmond and here in Charlottesville. If somebody's listening to the show today and wants to take advantage of some of the things that we've talked about today, what's the best way to contact you, Ignacio?
Well, the best way to be to call one of our main office, and that number is 866-383-6407. Again, that's 866-383-6407. And depending on the area where you're looking at, we will direct you towards the right person.
Ignacio, Toby, I really, really appreciate you guys taking the time. Toby, you sound live wired after, even though you've just taken the red eye back from Denver. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Anytime I get to talk about our business, the real estate business in general, you can always count on me. It's an exciting market to be in.
I thought you were going to say every time you get a chance to talk to me that you're happy to do that. Well, listen, it's been great. It's been informative. It always goes way too fast. Unfortunately, our time is up. But folks out there in radio world on WINA 1070, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.